Oh, that was it?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, well.
That was evidenced by the theme song for this week, which was the lack of a theme song.
The not a theme song.
Yeah. I thought it was clever.
Sorry to tell you, Mike. Our clever goes on to different levels.
Yeah. You know, it could be that this table is cursed. Yeah,
you guys were sitting at the same table as the failed episode.
It's true.
Yeah, that might be it.
But same positions, too.
It could also be because Brett and Mario were, like, laughing and having a good time before I hit record. Now they're just both silently staring at me.
Oh, yeah, we finished. Did we not tell you?
It's a sad day when I'm the one talking the most.
We're all out of fun.
Yeah, apparently.
What if I know what to talk about.
All right. Do it.
Can I just say that Mario's wearing a robe right now?
That's the real reason why he offered that to me.
I think this robe would look better if it was purple.
What's wrong with you in purple? Every time you see me in purple, purple. Why?
This is one of those times when we can say cut and we start again.
No.
Pause. You in purple?
Yeah, what's wrong with me in purple?
I just like it. So here's my theory about Mario and purple.
Okay.
Purple. You know the historical significance of the color purple, Mario?
Purpura?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Historically, though.
It sounds like an intense word, purple.
He doesn't mean of the word.
Yeah, I don't mean
the word.
It's
like what
I
it
mean,
means.
You know, it's a color, too. But what purple meant, like, in ancient times.
Not the word, the color.
The color?
Yeah.
I don't know. In Italy, if you die, they bring purple.
I didn't know that one.
No,
I didn't. What do you mean they bring purple?
They bring
purple?
Like a they paint
the
bucket.
Purple drap.
Like they bring they your Prince album. They play
they
purple
put a,
rain at your funeral.
They put a purple drap outside.
A drape.
Whatever.
So, purple. I'm just thinking now. I hate to say this, but I'm kind of looking forward to when Mario dies now because.
Oh my god!
When what? I'm looking forward to when Mario dies.
Not when you
die. That's
dies.
How much my
Brett,
friend.
Those
loves
words
me.
Are immortalized in this podcast.
I know.
I'm going to play them like 30 times at the end.
I'm looking forward to when Mario dies. I'm looking
Thank
forward
you.
To when Mario dies. I'm looking forward to your funeral. Okay. That's what I really meant.
Because I'll be dead at my funeral.
Because I've never gone to a funeral where they're playing Purple Rain. And people were bringing purple gifts.
I can feel that this podcast is all about death.
What?
The death
That's
cast.
All we're talking about. Is that Brett wants me dead.
Mario, why are you talking about death?
Was I the one that started the podcast with, I'm so looking forward to Mario to die so that I can see purple things.
You knew what I meant.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mean it. I just said that for entertainment value.
I thought we were friends. I think we have to evaluate our friendship, right? If one of the friends would want me dead, yeah, you know what?
I never
said that about you.
No,
but
you've
now
never
you
said,
oh, see,
man,
you've reached that limit.
I screwed up.
Brett is the one that I have to reevaluate now.
Mario has never reevaluated his friendship with me.
No,
I was the last person on Earth that had not had a reevaluation, a reassessment of friendship.
Your probation time.
Oh, man.
Now you're in probation.
The honeymoon is over.
Yeah. It never started.
Mario, I have a question for you.
Sure. One?
Okay, first, more than one. First of all, you hate the French, but you're okay with British.
Yeah, I don't mind British.
You love British.
I love British, yeah.
So you love the Queen. Haven't watched the movie, though, but hate French.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Because I love that little tiny thing.
Question number two.
It rules the world.
Downton Abbey.
I didn't watch it, actually, but I heard that it's pretty awesome.
Oh, so you haven't watched it?
No.
I assumed it would be something you were
Because there, like, there were already like a fourth season.
Third, I think.
Sixth or something, no?
No.
I swear I saw someone wrote like season six or something was starting.
They lied.
I've never seen an episode of
Right,
it.
I didn't even hear about
They're
it.
They're from the future.
Really? I heard that people at work were talking about it. And yeah. It's pretty awesome.
The show was about the future.
I don't know. I do not watch it personally, actually,
you guys, to talk about. I found out that sweet potatoes are not potatoes.
What?
Did you guys know about that?
No. I don't believe you.
They I don't believe better. Your face,
oh,
but
it was
I saw
January 6th. That's where I got the 6th.
Wow. That's a stretch.
Yes.
What if it was January 30th?
It's the 30th season. I'm sorry, potatoes are not potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are not potatoes. I never said that.
Your face is a potato.
I know, I am fat. So.
What I like is how we all really listen to what each other say. So,
it's true.
So what are they?
Because I was, animals? I had a bad weekend. I was sick.
They're mammals.
And, the mammals. Mammals. Yeah, I think one gave birth in my freezer the other day.
Sweet potatoes will start growing things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or potatoes in general.
So, so I was eating, I had the sweet potatoes over there in my house.
Okay, yeah.
And I know that you can microwave them, actually. They're pretty good. So I was eating that potato. While I was eating it, in the middle of it, I was like, oh my God, I'm eating like so many carbs and fat. I want to be huge. So I was like, let me, but I heard that people were always talking good about sweet potatoes that are, you know, different than regular potatoes, blah, blah, blah. So I looked it up and actually says that sweet potatoes are not potatoes at all. They're just, they're not even in the family of the potatoes. They're like,
you're out of the family. For the reason I just picture this potato like, family. You're not even a potato.
It's true.
So basically, bunch. You're not even a real potato. You were adopted.
Oh my God! Why do you make me finish?
You're dead to me.
So they basically, they basically put them in the potato family because they look alike.
Uh huh.
Because they look like to, a sweet potato looks exactly. Let me finish. A sweet potato looks exactly like a yam. Regular. I don't even know
what different. Yams come in here.
So I was saying that
you guys don't want.
I was eating the stupid sweet potato, and I was looking it up, and he says that actually the sweet potatoes are like
stupid full of, potatoes need more attention.
I like like full of like vitamins.
Sweet potato.
You guys don't understand.
Poor sweet innocent potato. You don't know where you really come from. Your parents never loved you.
You think all the potatoes go to Olin Mills and get a potato family portrait?
Brett, can you please, please, please draw a comic strip of a potato family?
Potato family.
So throwing out their sweet potato.
Is that the name of this show?
You're not even a potato.
Is that the name of this episode? The potato family?
You didn't let me finish it. People would potato never family know what a potato
vacations. Cousin sweet potato head.
So basically, right. Sweet potatoes are not. They have like, I don't know, you can look that up if you want. You Mr. Oh. I'm Googling everything I'm looking at.
I already am.
And it says that basically it's like full of vitamins and yes, not sugar at all. It's the best thing you could actually ever eat. Because it says like you can eat it with.
It's the best thing you could ever eat.
No, like healthy wise.
Pretty it's much the best thing ever.
I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting that to share. Interesting. But you guys.
So you're boycotting like regular potatoes?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Have you ever had sweet potato fries?
See, that's you're good. Turning something healthy into something really fat. Because if you fry it, of course it's going to be bad.
You didn't answer the question.
Do you know the
sweet potato? I can eat one of the sweet potato fries. I can eat like two of those. And then I think they like...
Two entire potatoes, you mean?
Wait, now they sound like sweet potato no. steak fries.
I'm talking about the fries. I'm
eating Oh, the- it's a dicotyledonus. Dicotyledonus. Donut. Dicotyledonus. Dicotyledonus.
What are you talking about?
It's ipomea batatas. That's the Latin. So Mario, you're correct. The sweet potato is only distantly related to the potato. But could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
So it's like the cousins, Oops. Cousins, uncles.
Can you read this first line for me?
Why?
I just want you to read it. Out the description here. Can you see that far?
The sweet potato,
yeah.
Pomoe patatas, is a dicotyledonus.
That was the word I was trying to say earlier, right? I have no idea what that word is.
I think Mario came
That belongs to the
did.
Family of convulvace.
Convivace.
Convolvulace.
Convolvulace.
It's large, starchy, sweet tasting tuberous.
Tuberous
roots, and it's a not important root vegetable.
It's a non-important root vegetable.
Yeah, are in no. It says that
you said it was the best.
Tuberous
thing ever.
Roots are an important root vegetable. Oh. This I just found this thing says. In short, sweet potatoes and potatoes are about as related as you and your mailman. What the heck does that
mean? Depends who you are.
So are we going to spend the rest of this podcast looking up things about sweet potatoes?
No, just looking up things, period, on the internet.
Speaking of Arnaldo, Mario, you know I found...
Segway.
I found a guy online.
Do you know one guy?
Are you chatting on with random guys online?
That sounded bad. I found a guy online.
From Spain.
No, there's a guy in Italy. He's like a famous something or other, and his name is Arnaldo Pomodoro.
It's not famous, because otherwise I would have known.
Personally, Mario knows all the famous people.
Of course.
Yeah, but his name's Arnaldo Pomodoro.
How can you be famous if your name is Arnaldo Pomodoro?
I don't know.
How could you not be famous when your name is you that?
Know, I thought you'd be happy to know that Arnaldo's a real name.
So is that like
I have a good theory. Arnaldo is a... Do you think I invented the name? It is a name, Arnaldo.
We did for a long time.
I think you invented it.
No, I know a guy at work.
He's an Italian sculptor. You're just not into art.
Wait. I have to say, the first time that Mario said Arnaldo, which I think was on our first episode.
He said it started with an H.
I couldn't remember. After we recorded it, and Mike was going to edit it, so I didn't have the file. And I texted Mario, Mario, what was that name you made up again? And then he said Arnaldo. He spelled it with an A, A-R-N, etc. And I was like, no, I thought you said it had an H. And so he writes back, Arnaldo, with an H at the beginning.
Did I?
That's how I knew you made it up. Yeah.
No.
That's no such thing.
Arnaldo is a regular name.
Well, here's the thing. Well, maybe it's maybe it is an Italian name. It's just not Spanish, as you claimed originally.
It's Arnold.
It's Arnold.
Arnold Tomato. That's this guy's name.
Arnold Tomato. So you don't know who he is?
I'm pretty sure I can find you somebody.
Isn't he the guy from Happy Days?
Because Pomodoro means tomato. He's a sculptor.
Didn't they all hang out at Arnold's?
What does he...
What does he sculpt?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tomatoes.
By the way, I have a theory. I have a theory about having a name and be famous.
Yeah.
If you have an awful name, you will never be famous.
Because
All the people where they have an ugly name changed their name.
You can't tell me this guy's not famous. He has a sculpture for the United Nations. Sphere within a sphere.
I don't know. He kind of sounds familiar, Pomodoro, but... Just
Mario, his brother Joe Pomodoro is also a sculptor.
So Mario, you think the word Pomodoro sounds familiar?
Mm-hmm. I would throw one on Mike right now.
Mario, both you and Mike like romantic comedies and romantic movies. Well, he more likes the romantic comedy. You like just the romantic movie.
Movies, yeah.
But you've never talked about the romance of Mario.
What the heck is that?
You know?
Oh, My Romance?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought it was the name of a movie.
Romancing the Potato.
Romancing the Mario.
I'm telling you, I always said to my friends...
Where are things at, Mario?
I always said to my friends that if I don't find my love, I'm going to be moving to Idaho.
Idaho.
Doesn't exist?
No, you said Idaho, yeah. With the potatoes.
It doesn't exist?
That's where the potatoes... Yeah, they're known for potatoes.
Either Idaho or...
I like how our episodes come full circle.
They really do.
Either Idaho or like just... come on! Why are you guys laughing? What am I saying wrong?
You're saying an H at the beginning.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not.
Yeah.
We tried so hard to get you to put H's where they should be. And now you just
Idaho.
Throwing it in.
There you go.
Idaho.
Why, what did I say before?
You said Idaho.
No.
And you said it like four
Idaho.
Times.
Idaho.
You know, because you guys...
Idaho, neighborino.
You guys scared me so much that I never put the H's, so I just don't put them everywhere.
You just put an H on H's.
Idaho. Mike. Hey,
guys, humongous.
You know one thing, Brett? I'm reevaluating your French so bad.
Mario gave me the look. I knew I went too far. So wait, so Idaho.
So I don't find love,
but you remember that Idaho is known for potaetos, not sweet potatoes. So
well, I'll turn it into sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes aren't even potatoes.
Mario's gonna pour sugar on the ground.
he's gonna be like, "Oops, that was salt."
French fries, and then you hate the French.
No, I just said that I will move to
Idaho.
I know, I did it on purpose. Idaho.
Okay,
and. Or like, you know, those places that nobody ever knows where they are on the map.
Or likes.
Wyoming.
Or wants to be.
Yeah, or like, let me find another state.
No, I've seen actually pictures of Idaho that look beautiful.
Oh, right. Montana or like Missouri. I don't even know what that is. Missouri.
I've seen pictures of Queens that look beautiful. In New York.
No.
So I'm just saying.
I don't believe that.
No.
I'm just saying anything can look beautiful in pictures.
I'd like to see those pictures.
Okay. Okay, I made that one up. No, you know what I mean, though. Okay, go ahead. Idaho, why?
And just, I think I will live a solitary life cultivating potatoes.
It sounds depressing.
How am I going to get anyone to go to your funeral in Idaho?
Because potatoes will be my only friends.
So Mario's decision is, if he can't find a wife, to move to some place where he has zero chance of finding a
wife.
This
is the next podcast challenge, you guys.
Find Mario a wife.
If Mario doesn't find true love by the next episode, he's moving to Idaho. It's on you, people.
I don't know why this has to be talking about Mario.
No, but we
Mario
and
Mario's love.
Why are you being?
I'm private. I don't talk about my love life.
But you're being negative Nuncio now. But
I don't want to talk about my love life.
But you just told us that nice thing.
I just said that.
Does
in
it really
case,
end with you in Idaho?
Huh?
Does it really just end at that? Like, that's as far
are
as the
are you
plan?
Insinuating already? I'm not gonna find nobody.
Well, you are.
No, you are.
No, you are.
No. I'm just saying.
No,
that
I am.
In case it happens that I don't find somebody,
true love,
all right,
buttercup,
I will move in a place that nobody knows me, start a new life.
Why? How's it gonna help?
It will help me.
How?
I know. Cultivating potatoes.
It'll take your mind off
are these
it.
Magic potatoes.
No, I don't know. I would just, by the way, guys, I for the first time I have to vote for my I have to. Well,
that's what you were going to tell me before.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Because right now, I'm basically for in Italy, they have to vote for the parliament. And because right now I put my name down on the list of people that emigrated. Mm-hmm. So I'm not Italian. I live in the United States right now, basically. The consulate sends me all this email. And all they're going to do is basically they're going to mail at my house the thing to vote on. It's just so funny because it's like I never voted in my life. I never will anyways. But it's just that.
Do you have to write something on the piece of paper?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
You're going to write sweet potato?
You should just, you should just write
a picture of it. I'd be like, you ate everything.
Just write, I like this. Turtles.
What if you just write Mario knows best? You're not explicitly.
You should vote for yourself. You should write in Mario.
Can I should put Mario and then put an X on my face?
Yeah.
Like you're dead. Yeah. Full circle again.
Full circle.
Then I'm going to take a picture.
Right back to the beginning. Everything purple.
I'm going to do this.
So, you know what? Maybe at the end of this, we can insert the clip from the episode where we talked about the queen that got cut, because Mario has been really, you know, bugging us to insert that clip about the queen.
I want
to. He wants to get released.
I support that request.
How do you say it in English? Rendere omaggio. I want to like.
I want to give honor to her.
Thank
pay
you.
Homage. Pay homage. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not dead yet. Don't you usually do that?
She's not dead.
Don't you usually do that to dead people?
I like that little tiny thing that rules the world over there.
You want to honor her memory?
She's mad. She knows what she's doing.
Thing.
But Mario, homage is a French word.
You know what? It's funny how much of the world, technically, Great Britain still. Oh, she's technically still the monarch. For Canada.
Really?
I think Australia.
What
a bunch of different
about?
Places that technically she's still their queen. But even though they govern themselves.
Well, Australia is just a British penal colony. So.
Right. They sent all the criminals there.
But she's like, I'm telling you, that little thing is like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. But what did she do?
Well, she killed the nurse.
What?
The nurse that released.
You think she did that?
Of course. She definitely did it.
Why?
Because
she gave out information she shouldn't have given?
Yeah, she was like, I want her dead.
So you think she's going to prank
And of course, after 2 days, she was, oh my God, she was found dead, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
The queen, no.
That's like when...
Diana died. She killed her.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure. Diana. Wasn't that her own daughter?
No. She married the son.
Daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was really sad by that one.
Because she knew she was married. She was having a baby with...
Alfred,
right.
Alfred,
whatever his name was.
Wow. Toby.
So much intrigue.
I'm telling
this
you.
Is what Downton Abbey's about?
I'm telling you.
If it was, I'd watch it.
I love that part. I love her. The little tiny thing knows everything.
I liked Diana. I thought she was really...
Right. Everybody loved Diana, but she didn't. So she was like, I want her dead. And she did.
Yeah. Wow. This sounds like Snow White now.
Mara,
like,
she killed so her.
Matter of fact, the queen was like,
Mara, how do you know
the
queen's not going to find you now? She's going to hear this podcast.
I know. Like, maybe we should edit this
out. He's giving away all my secrets. And then Mario's going to turn up dead. And then Brett's going to be happy because he wanted Mario dead.
All right. There
and
you
we'll
go. Sing,
and then we'll play Purple Rain at your funeral.
Right.
No, the queen would never know. Purple
Rain. This episode is going to be called Full Circle.
It's just that.
Purple Rain. Can we call it that?
It's crazy how, like, you know, we're in 2013 and there are still people that love the queen even though she kills everybody around her.
Yeah.
And
she kills everyone that gets close to her.
These are pretty strong accusations.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she does.
I like thinking, and I like this.
I mean, I love her. She can kill me, but I love her. I mean, I like her. I really like her.
Mario says what all his girlfriends do.
Mario's going to be gargling and dying like, I love you, queen. I know you did this.
Still love you.
I still love you. You did what you had.
Yes, probably. I don't know. I like her. I like
That's
her.
That's what
really
I love
like
about
her.
You.
I would like...
Mario just lit up now talking about
in one thing. Of this... In
we
one
didn't
of
even
the,
need to insert the other clip because Mario
in
just,
one of those nights that I couldn't sleep, I was just looking at her speech.
I know, and you were upset because just as you're getting to know her, she's dying.
Oh, which, yeah, it's true. I forgot about that. That's what we talked about in that episode.
But which speech? What speech?
And she was just talking, well, we're for a jubilee, for 6 years of the diamond jubilee. You didn't know that she had the diamond?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
She ha regnato. She reigned?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
She's ruled, yeah.
Ruled, whatever.
Reigned is technically correct.
But. Yeah, that too.
For, I think, more than 6 years. So you got your diamond.
Six?
60. Oh.
So it was her diamond anniversary?
Right.
Oh.
Diamonds are forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she had the speech to whatever. And
what was it about
I just
herself
love
because
it's full
awesome
of formalities, you know,
years?
Like.
It's about all the people she's killed.
The yeah. real the rule. Yeah. And, well,
and then
she
there was
never
Diana.
Oh, whoops.
I killed her.
Strike that from the record, please.
Let's just say she messed with the wrong lady.
I love Fred's English accent.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't, you should have told me sooner.
You were born in the wrong place.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Every time Layla wants me to be one of her toys, so that's what I do.
You have to be English?
British accent.
I say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I do. And then sometimes she says, Dada, don't talk British.
Oh, yeah. She's so cute. Okay, guys.
All right.
After all right. talking about potatoes and queens.
Do you think we can end this one better than the last
potatoes
one?
Potatoes and queens.
Queen of the potatoes.
Queen of
the
potatoes.
We know the name of this episode.
Yeah.
All right. It's been
if Mario's not dead, we'll be here next week.
Yep.
Next time.
Contrary to Mario's opinions, this has been fun.
Oh my
and
God.
We look
negative
forward.
Nunzio again.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Ciao, yep. Belli.
Ciao.
A sweet potato looks exactly. Let me finish. A sweet potato looks exactly like
a yam.
Regular. I don't even know
what.
What
do yams come in here? The cousin.
Freaked out. What was that noise?
What just happened? Mar just jumped like 5 feet in the air for no reason.
Oh, I know.
What was that? What just happened?
I thought there was somebody behind me. I thought one of the yam was attacking me.
Yam. Flying yams.
I heard you were talking about our family.
I got a weird noise. I just jumped. I was scared. I'm
sorry. My goodness.
It was the robe. The robe was behind you, and you thought it was a person. It's on the back of your neck, Mario.
I love when you're pleased. You both got scared.
I was just like, what?
Is this what's going to end up at the end of the podcast this week?
Oh, no, this is maybe the beginning.